Hello, my friend. Welcome to today's Girl Chat. And today I'm going to really be talking about March, Q1, where I am kind of and how I kind of set and reset for what I see for myself, my goals, my focuses, my intentions for quarter two of 2024. And this last month of March has just been, oh my gosh, I shared on stories kind of a funny little I Love Lucy. I have so many just fond memories of watching I Love Lucy with my parents, and she cracks me up. But it was this reel about Lucy, and it said entering March. And she was in this gown and she had like this swagger and like smoking a cigarette on one of those fancy sticks. You know what I'm talking about, right? And she's just like coming into March so elegant, so like a vibe. And then the next one was leaving March and she was a train wreck, like her hair, makeup, face, clothing, everything disheveled. And that could not have been more accurate for us in the month of March. A lot of really great things, but also got hit with a freight train. And so I'll just start off with that first, in the sense, in essence of, you know, I met my husband in Nashville on the last weekend of March, so this past weekend, and we had the most fabulous time. Like, we had a ball. We went on long walks in the morning, had great lunches, and then would listen to country music. We went to the Grand Ole Opry, which was absolutely fantastic. Such a great show, and we didn't even really know that well of any of the artists that were playing that night. It's just we were in Nashville, I booked the tickets, and we fell in love with Zach Top, and both my husband and I have just had Zach Top. We're big country music fans. Like, the Grand Ole Opry is a great time for true country music fans. Broadway is for the people who like to party, who also like country music. And I'm not a huge drinker. Like, I let loose Thursday night, but the rest of the trip, it was just kind of like, meh, you know. And like, letting loose one night is a-okay with me. And I think that was the first night I have let loose in this year, in 2024, and I don't even remember the last time I let loose in 2023, probably when we went to the Dominican in May of 2023. Anyways, I'm just not a big drinker. That's not a huge part of me, but I can have a good time without it. And I love country music. So went to the Grand Ole Opry. Grand Ole Opry is a really great country music show of entertainment. You hear really, really good and great music. Like, the music you hear on Broadway, they're good, right? The people at the Grand Ole Opry are exceptional. And Zach Top is who performed. He's an up-and-coming artist. Absolutely loved him. They did a tribute to Joe Diffie. I have loved the Joe Diffie Hicks tape. They had John Deere Green and Pickup Man out for a long time, but they released an entire tribute Hicks tape of Joe Diffie songs that's also been on repeat. We had a fantastic time. Like, we will definitely be going back to the Grand Ole Opry whenever we do Nashville again. It was just so great. And when we got home on Easter, we went to my parents' to pick up our kids, and we received the news of my father-in-law passing away, which was sudden, unexpected, and obviously like something you cannot prepare for. And that news has hit hard. So if you could pray for my husband, his family. You know, my father-in-law had many children, for them and for my mother-in-law. I could just really appreciate the prayers. And so we have been We've been navigating things like that through this week. My husband has been very hands-on in helping out with the various things that come along with that. And so just continued prayers for him would be really great. And let's talk about March overall. You know, last month I shared with you in the girl chat that I liked doing this like kind of monthly report. Today I'm just kind of going back to talking about a lot of the things that I've just been enjoying this month, some things I've been excited about. The first thing I want to talk about is this bathing suit that I found on Amazon, and I feel comfortable sharing it and talking to you guys about it now because I have three of them. And I got one because I was influenced and I really did not have high hopes for this bathing suit because I've bought so many bathing suits. But this one, I put it on and I'm like, this is just perfect. This is so perfect. It's kind of an athletic style bathing suit. Great for, you know, when I'm doing stuff at the lake, the kids are with me, right? Like it's a great mom swimming suit because it's a high-waisted two-piece. It's got a top that is very flattering and also very functional. So I will link that for you guys in the show notes. I have the one that's red with white stripe, like white detail on it. I have the hot pink with yellow detail on it. And then I have like the teal one. And I love all of them. Like it is such a good suit for coverage on the booty, but not too much. And like I said, the top is very flattering and it's going to keep everything in place. So I wanted to share that with you guys. March was also a month where like the sickness got our household. First, it took my firstborn out, then my secondborn got it, then I got it, then my husband got it like right before he left for Nashville. And oh, it took us out. And it was one that took a long time to recover from, which was really kind of weird. And we have scraped by this season a lot with not catching the various sicknesses. But man, March was just the month of sickness for us. It was kind of hard and difficult and challenging. So we stayed home a lot. The kids were home with me a lot while I was like getting work done and all of the things. But I was able to do a photo shoot this month, and this is something that really brought a lot of fears about. And, you know, since I've come from the space and place of my body was my business, like as much as even body partners, beach body coaches will say, like, your body isn't your business, or like you. It is. It just is. And even with the feminine fitness stuff and all of that, like my body has been my business for a long time. And I obviously look different after having two kids, even though I eat healthy and work out. I don't work out when I'm being honest with myself, because actually I took a look back at some YouTube, old YouTube videos of mine pre-kids, and I'm like, oh my gosh, yeah, I was like barely eating anything. I had very low stress. I was fully on my time clock. I was working out way more than what I thought I was gonna. Like, no wonder why that girl could be so dang fit in her 20s. This is all gonna circle back because, man, ever since I let go and released this, I've seen big changes in my body very quickly. Okay, and I'm going to tell you what I've been up to lately with my fitness stuff. But I have been afraid of taking pictures of myself, posting pictures of myself, getting family pictures done. Like, this has even inhibited me from taking pictures of us four as a family, both professionally and like just asking somebody, hey, can you take a picture of us? Because I'm afraid of what I'm going to look like. And I was reached out to by a friend of mine, Brie Kane, who's also a produce her podcast. So she's a client of mine and now a friend who lives local to me. And she was like, hey, we should find a photographer. Like, she was wanting to do some branding stuff and have some like collaboration photos where like she can, you know, she can show and share like her and somebody else in her photos. And then vice versa, I did the same. So I found a photographer, Missy Jones, out of Alexandria. It's absolutely amazing. She's so great. And I did a photo shoot. And I have been putting this off for so long because I have been afraid of seeing my body and myself in pictures because I am, I still love health and fitness. I enjoy it so much. It'll always be a part of me. And I was like, you know, no. Now the direction that I'm taking business-wise is podcast production. I absolutely loved it. It's also taken the pressure off of Living in Sync to go back to being a fun project where I'm putting out episodes that I really think are helpful for both me and you and what you guys want to talk about and going through and not putting the pressure on. Here's the thing. When somebody is creating things, and I'm sure you guys see this all the time with people who are influencers in MLM, in MRR, just like anybody who's talking about affiliate marketing or digital marketing, you put in time, energy, and effort, whether you're in sales trying to sell something that's like a digital product, or if you're in service. And now, understanding my human design, and I did a human design episode with my friend Lauren Francois. You guys can look back in the archives of that. I believe it was like end of summer last year. And I am a generator, which now it makes so much sense to me as to why my work energizes me. My work genuinely gives me energy. And it's something I do have a healthy balance with, because I'm not the type of person that needs to be working all of the time. For example, when I was in Nashville with my husband, like, hello, unplugged, I told people, like, I'm not bringing my laptop with. If something happens, like, it's not that serious. We will deal with it when I get back. And then this week with my father-in-law, I've also summoned for jury duty, and they do not give a crap about what is going on in your personal life. I'm summoned for jury duty and I have to intermix that with my schedule for this week. And it's a jaunt away from my house. So it's just kind of crazy. And you guys might be wondering, why are you sitting down recording a podcast? Because talking things out loud sometimes is just so therapeutic. And I kind of want to give you guys a life update and just talk to you. So I hope you enjoy episodes like this. If you are listening to this, please come to my Instagram DMs and just, I don't know, share if you enjoy episodes like this, because I'll keep doing them, make sure that it's in the rotation about once a month to sit down and chit chat with you. But we have, now I lost my train of thought, but there's just, you know, like a lot going on. But I did the photo shoot and I can't wait to get those back. And what you guys will see from me is right now, like if somebody lands upon my Instagram, because I have the best clients, they are so awesome and they're women that are so well connected and they are referring people to me. Like that's how my podcast production business grew, was through referrals, right? And when you come to my Instagram, you might be like, what is this? What is this? So my goal with the photo shoot is to really create my Instagram grid. So like my 9 to 12 posts. So when somebody comes to my page, it's essentially like a business card. They know what I do. I positioned myself as an expert in the area. They see the testimonials from my clients with the work that I do. And then I can just continue to have fun and share in my stories, because with podcast production, this kind of goes into talking about Q2. I will and am taking on my first quote unquote hire. And so I have somebody who will be starting to work with me as an editor, and then with podcast production, it's a skill, and I can teach anyone to do this legitimately. And so we will be extending into that. And then I'm going to be offering some things for people who have existing podcasts. Like, they're not necessarily looking for a producer and editor, but they are just really wanting me to come in and say, like, how can I elevate my podcast? Like, I would share things like marketing and SEO, and just take a look at their podcast and go in and, like, I would change this, I would do this, keep doing that, stop doing this, maybe try that. Offering that to people in Q2 is on the docket, but this is what I wanted to talk about because it's literally sitting in front of me. My Horatio printing planner. That's something I love about this. You know, I talked about it, how at the end of every year for the last like 2-3 years, I've sat down and did their dream planning summit. And that is to help you set up your year. But within this planner, there is quarterly check-ins. And so on Monday, I sat down and did my quarterly check-in in my planner, and I have a good direction. Like, Q2 is really about me challenging myself in workouts and nutrition, refining that even more than I already am, and having my personal health and fitness go back to being my hobby. Like, I'm not going to be sharing it on social media all the time. I'm not setting an expectation of like needing my body to have like a before and after-esque. It's like the challenges that I do and the way I push myself in my workouts is for me mentally, physically, and emotionally, but not like physically in the sense of the aesthetics, in the sense of with podcast production, I'm sitting a lot. And so I'm going to be challenging myself to move and to run and to lift and to recover and to nourish myself really, really, really well. I've continued on with the Factor meals. I talked about that on Instagram, where I just got so sick of making meals for myself and planning out that kind of stuff. So we've been getting Factor meals each week, and I've really been enjoying them. Just, you know, picking one, 2 minutes in the microwave, eating it, and then I can get back to work. I feel pretty full and satisfied. My husband did say he thinks that the Factor meals don't make him feel that full, but I've liked them. I've enjoyed them. People have asked, like, what are my favorite meals? And I've really liked all of them. The pasta ones, and I think it's just personal preference. I'm just not a huge pasta person. So I would say the pasta ones are my least favorite, but I like the ones that are like chicken thighs and wild rice. I like the taco bowl ones. I've really enjoyed a lot of them. I got a new car in March, which is really fun and exciting. So I loved my red 2014 Ford Explorer Sport. Oh, I loved that car so, so, so much. I'm so grateful for that car. And it was really just at a space and place of, I bought that in 2015. So it was about a 1 year old car. And yes, we took out a loan for it, but with the loan, it was like within our means. We obviously, it was the conversation of like, we're not going to be stretched super thin with this car payment. And also, I knew it's a car that I really liked, that even after we paid it off, I would have it for a while. So I got the car in 2015. We paid it off early, and I've had it without a car payment ever since. And that is exactly my plan for this car. So I got a 2023 white Ford Explorer ST, and I love it. I love it so much. There is 0% buyer's remorse. I have it with that in mind to keep it for a long time, pay it off a little bit early, keep it for a duration of time. So I have a duration of time without a car payment. And that just has worked really well for me. And it's actually what my mom has done with her vehicles. She's always had a nice, good quality, safe vehicle, taken it out, been within her means, and then had it for many years without a car payment after that. And so that's just something that feels right for me. And I know there's like, I too, you guys, was huge into Dave Ramsey, like all debt is evil type of thing. And then I also see the aspect and element of now that we're like in our 30s, I'm like, oh, people really do like try to keep up with the Joneses, right? Like they maybe see somebody get something and then they get something or blah, da, 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 da. I'm once again, like not into either of those things. I definitely can't, like, debt doesn't stress me out and doesn't feel like a weight on my chest like how it used to when I was really into Dave Ramsey. But I'm also grateful for that era because it really encouraged me to pay off my student loans, to put myself in a really great position from like a consumer finance perspective. But now I'm like, there's a delicate dance. It's not like debt is all evil or like it's all really, really bad. Like you can leverage debt in many ways that are positive for you and your family and what you like, whether it's something consumer wise or whatever, right? And so well, there's so many times we've thought about getting this car for me since 2022, and I've known what I want, and we found what I wanted. And like I said, we're just at the space and place of being like, yep, now is a good time to go through, and now is a good time for us to have this payment, and then we'll pay it off, and then I'll have it for a while. That's the hopes, at least, right? But the cool thing about this experience too, and how I just don't have the attachment to like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited I got this new car, you know, and like being overexcited over something. I was obviously excited to get it. I love driving it. I love the new car smell. But also like, there, when we went to look at the car, it actually wasn't on the lot, and I thought it was sold. And I was like, oh, if it's sold, whatever, fine, we'll find another one at a different time and place. And then we went back and we're like, oh no, there it is, like let's go look at it and let's check it out. And it ended up just working out to get that car at that time, and it's exactly what I wanted. But whether it would have worked out or whether it didn't, emotionally, I was just like, cool if it does, cool if it doesn't. And I think that's a really, really healthy place to make purchasing decisions from. I mean, we haven't had an episode on money mindset or financial anything, but I think that is actually and could potentially be a really cool topic if you guys wanted me to talk about it. Because, man, I am just, it's just been kind of crazy because back in the day at the height of income with my network marketing, like I was so young, and I'm still like, there are lessons where I'm like, oh, I wish I would have done this differently. But all in all, I'm like, man, I sure did a good job in my early 20s making the best of what I had and not just making situations in the midst of like frivolousness, and not even that it's frivolousness, but like I still was so sound and grounded. And now, like I said, I'll be 35 this summer. I think there's just a different element and perspective of wisdom that comes, and you're just like, those things don't matter. Like it totally doesn't matter. I have to know what matters to me and what I think is worth it. And I just really live in a sound, secure way. But like I said, also understanding now my human design, I've also had really amazing people do my astrology reading. I'm just like, man, this is all just how I am and how I operate. And so those things are just kind of cool to know. How did we get on this topic? I don't even know, you guys, but March, as there were struggles and trials and devastating. I mean, the last day of the month was absolutely devastating to get the news of my father-in-law. Really, I can also live in the sense and essence of a lot of really great things happened in March. A lot of really great things happened in quarter one of this year. Like, just I was able to acquire a couple new podcast production clients that are top-notch people that are just so great and so amazing. And I tried a few things where I'm like, oh, no, like the energy's not there. Don't try to force it. But also, I'm a mom first and foremost, and my kids come first. And that does limit my time and capacity of my career. But even when we were in Nashville, you know, I was kind of talking to another lady about this, and she was just like, you know, there are seasons in life, and she's like, you are not ever going to regret being in this season and honoring it and being the one that's here for the kids and knowing that what I do, taking care of things on the home front, really does allow, like, I use the word allow, but really does play an impact in like what my husband is also accomplishing in his career. And I am grateful, and I'm so glad and very, very, I don't know if the word lucky is right, but I'm very lucky in the sense of I have a significant other who acknowledges how hard it is to be the lead parent and sees me and acknowledges me and understands and appreciates all that I'm doing, even if it's not like, oh, I'm making the most money I've ever made, or I'm working and seeing this scale to this and that. The thing is what I really want women to know is there's seasons for everything. So maybe you're seeing somebody else in one season while you're in another, and you could get in your head about that. But what I do want you to know is no matter what, like, don't let anything strip you from your greatness. Don't let anything try to strip you of your confidence in yourself, I think is what I'm trying to say. Because as women, as mothers, even if a career goes on pause, or if you're doing something a little bit different when you thought you would always be doing something else, or, you know, if you've got to just say, I don't have the capacity to hold this much right now, don't let it really deteriorate your inner confidence, because you are so smart. You are so talented. You are so valuable. You, like, if you needed to step up in any way, shape, or form, you 100% can. You could do anything on your own. You could be anything on your own. No doubt about that. And it's also not a weakness to ease up a little bit when you need to. And I think that's something I really know and brought me peace in 2023. I think I'm just starting to articulate it now, is I used to think I was less than if I was doing less, if I was slowing down a little bit more, if I was like, you know, I really only have the capacity for this amount of thing. But now I know the fire lives within me. And whenever, if I ever needed to, I could definitely ignite it all over again. And you know what? It would be even more blazing hot than ever before. If I ever ignite that fire within me again, it's going to be hotter than ever, because not only do I know I did it once and I can do it before, but I've got all of the wisdom to do it again with better refinement and even better. And so right now with podcast production, like, I have a great roster of clients. I absolutely love them. I still am working the amount of hours where I'm not overworked and I'm not stretching myself too thin. And even with bringing on somebody to help me I will be able to expand. Oops, I'm drinking a poppy right now. So that was literally the poppy like almost slipping out of my hands and spilling all over my computer, which would have been really, really bad. I love poppy. Poppy grape is my absolute favorite. But the fire is within you. And I just want to, I want to remind you of that. And 2023 was the year of debunking limiting beliefs. And one of those limiting beliefs, and I think a lot of ladies carry this around, is that if you want more, like, let's say it's appreciation. Like, we hear this a lot when it comes to like old school, I'll even say old school relationship advice of like, if you want more appreciation from your spouse, then you should start by giving more appreciation from or to your spouse, like for what they do. And I call BS on that. I straight up call BS on that. I actually had a really great conversation with my best friend, Lauren Ricks, about this sometime in 2023, because we've heard that and we're like, okay, well, if I want more appreciation, I'm going to show more appreciation. When really, if you want more appreciation, you want to very clearly communicate that you want more verbal. Is it more verbal appreciation? Is it more like, be very clear and concise on what you want. And then you have to put it out there and let it go, because then that's reciprocated on the other person. That's up to them if they show up and do it or not. That's up to them. It's not something you can control. And I think it does speak volumes to if you are with a partner where, and maybe you express it more than just a couple times, because people don't always change overnight. Like, there's definitely some things that I wish I could just like flip a switch and not, you know, like I could change really quickly overnight. And the reminders of like, oh, they're nice, right? But we can't control what another person does. And I think that's another reason why my nighttime routine, I've talked about it a handful of times on this podcast, where I got it from the book, The Gap and the Gain. And it's just a simple practice of writing down three wins from the day. I think, well, I did communicate to my husband that I want more verbal appreciation, and I've gotten it. Like, luckily I've gotten it. And I do think that's because of like the company culture that he's in. They do show appreciation in that way. But also I think he has been intentional about it. But also I'm showing myself appreciation in my nighttime routine by writing down my three wins. Like, I'm the one acknowledging me. And I think, yes, it has something to do with I am getting it from my spouse after I have communicated it, but also I'm showing it to myself too. And it really has been fulfilling and not something I'm longing for or waiting around for anymore. So it's kind of like a both situation. It's not a this or that. It's not one or the other. It's both of those are happening. It's really caused a positive internal confidence for me. And I really do think like that old school, you know, if you want more of this, then you need to give more of that. And I would just cringe. I just cringe at that now. And even in the sense and essence of, I've got, I don't know if I'll record this. This idea, let me know if you guys like it. But I've got this list of things on in an app. In a note on my phone. I can't believe I'm telling you guys this. I have a list of things on my phone called things I'd never say on social. And it's really thoughts that I have that I have had insecurities about or conflict in that I wouldn't necessarily talk about on social media because I think they need more context. And one of them is, and I'm just kind of laughing at it because it has to do with the busting limiting beliefs of if I want more blank, then I have to give more blank. And that's just old school BS. But like, I cringe and I'm calling myself out on this too, because I've done it before, especially when my kids were little. I would do this. And now I'm like, cringe. And when I see other people do this now, I'm like, cringe. But I cringe when people say things like, oh my gosh, thanks so much for my partner for doing XYZ, when it is something that is so mediocre. Like, oh my gosh, thank you so much to my husband for vacuuming. Oh my gosh, thank you so much to my husband for putting away the dishes or cleaning the kitchen. And it's like, he lives there too. And there have been times where I have caught myself, you guys, because we are a team within our household, and I do hold the weight of a lot of the household things like grocery shopping and making of the meals and that kind of stuff in the day to day. But that doesn't mean like my husband's not a participant in our household. He totally is. If he sees something that needs to be done, like if he sees that the toilet in the boys' bathroom is gross, he'll clean it. If he sees something's there, he'll do it. And actually, once again, this is one of those things where I think in society, when I say this, like my husband does our boys' laundry. So on Sunday, he does his own laundry and then he does the boys' laundry, and like, he can do it start to finish. Sometimes I'll come in and we'll fold together or I'll put the things away. But like he does majority of it. And I think society would be like, oh, you know, you're so lucky that your husband does his own and the boys' laundry. And I'm just like, nobody would ever do that to a woman. I'd be like, oh my God, she's so amazing. She did the dishes, because it's so like mundane and mediocre to us. And I'm not gonna like verbally praise and celebrate that mediocrity. Does that sound horrible? It kind of does, right? But it's true. Like, I don't get, and that's where I think the whole like, oh, if I want more appreciation for when I do things around the house, then I need to show extra verbal appreciation for when my partner does things around the house. And I just call BS on that. I really do. That's one of those things that's on my list of things I'd never say on social media, just because they need more context, right? Because on the podcast, we can have a deep dive. We can have a good conversation like we've literally just had for almost 40 minutes now. And I appreciate you guys listening to this, and I hope that you are resetting yourself for Q2. You're really looking at what are your focuses? What are the things that you're going to, you know, say, I don't have a lot of capacity for this or that, or just focus on what is important to you and your family and take it day by day. That's where we're at right now, with everything that's going on between everything that's going on. Is I keep reminding my husband when we start talking about how we don't know how this is going to work out or when this is going to be and when that's going to be. It's like, we're taking it day by day, one day at a time. And Q2 for me is a big focus on health and fitness. So like I said, I was going to talk about this, so I will. I am going to be pushing myself with my workouts. Right now, I'm kind of feeling like I'm going to be doing, once again, a mix of weight training, jogging. I want to sign myself up for a 10K that is happening in June. So training for that, still doing my hot work sauna stretches and the recovery workouts in the sauna. I mean, we're starting to get real serious about getting a sauna at home, and I could not be more thrilled. Like, I would love to just have a sauna at home. It would just be the absolute best. And I talked about last time that I really went back to eating small meals throughout the day, and I'm still kind of doing that. So I'm eating like a small breakfast, and then a small breakfast to have nourishment before my workout, and then I am having like a smaller post-workout meal. So you could call that, if you put that together, like if you're not spacing your food around your workout, it's a moderate sized breakfast. And then I'm eating a factor meal for lunch, and those range from like 500 calories to 600 calories. And then I'm having, making sure I'm having something around 3 o'clock-ish, and then having dinner around 5:30-ish, and I'm just one who's a dinner and done person. I don't get cravings or snack once the kids have gone to bed. I'm too tired for that. I want to take a shower. I want to do my bedtime routine. I want to read my book and go to bed. So I've been still kind of eating those small meals throughout the day, but I'm also tracking my food in my Fitness Pal just to become aware of how much I'm eating. And I think this is something I've seen a few TikTokers create in what I used to eat when I told myself I don't eat very much and I'm still gaining weight. And when they actually added it up, it was like 400, 500 calories over maintenance. And I have a really great podcast episode that I'm going to link to you guys. Like, if you hate the idea of tracking, like, this episode might bring a little bit of extra light to you, because even the macro girlies who are macro coaches, they have spurts and times where they track and when they don't. Tracking and counting calories, tracking macros, that's not a forever thing. It's an awareness thing. It's a tool that you use to get yourself in check. Because, I mean, I've had friends recommend, like, oh, get your thyroid checked, go to a naturopath, see what's wrong, see what's wrong, see what's wrong. And I'm like, I first have to get my nutrition in check. And I was, at the beginning of the year, seeking out a couple nutritionist coaches, because I'm like, I've just got to figure this out. And both of them were like, okay, I need you to log your food for a week just so we get an idea of where you're at. And I started to do that, and I'm like, literally, no wonder. No wonder why I've seen slow weight gain over time, because I am eating way more than I think I am. Especially when you're a mom and there's kids and there's snack foods and there's handfuls of this and that. Excuse me, I have the hiccups. I'm starting to talk too much, too fast, and getting air bubbles, and that gives me the hiccups. I even tell my podcast clients, like, 20 to 30 minutes is around where the words are flowing really good. And then once we get into this 40-minute mark, you start fumbling a little bit. But this is a girl chat, so we're leaving it as it is. But with tracking and nutrition-wise, it's aware. To me, I had to rewire it in my head of it's awareness. I need to be aware of how much I'm eating. And now that I've been aware of how much I'm eating, I've been working out for mental, physical, emotional, for strength. I'm listening to my music and my headphones when I'm working out, which makes it way more fun for me. Like, I have a much better time. I'm walking more. So with a lot of the guided workouts that I do, they're like 30-ish minutes long. And they start with a warm-up, and those warm-ups are like 3 minutes long, usually. I've been warming up on the treadmill, like a 10, sometimes 20-minute walk, depending on the time. So I'm working out for about an hour on the days that I'm working out. I am starting off with a walk, and I notice my workouts are so much better because I'm properly warmed up. And I told my husband this, and he used to be a personal trainer. He's like, Dajewel, that's why before a personal training client, I would have them hop on an elliptical or the Stairmaster and warm up for at least 10 minutes before we even started our personal training session. Because a good walk, like a good zone two cardio to warm up, gets the heart pumping, gets the blood moving, gets the muscles warmed up in a sense without being strenuous. And then you really can optimize your workouts. And it's so duh, like, when it comes to the health and fitness. But like, I've been in the guided workout fitness culture for a long time. And it's like, press play, get into your workout, get into your warm up, end your workout with like a really short, quote unquote, cool down. And now I'm like, no. Yes, it's cool if you do a 30 minute workout, and something is better than nothing. Like, don't be like, oh, well, now if I only have 20 minutes to get movement in, I'm not even going to do it because Joelle said I need to have a proper long warm-up. Like, don't get it twisted when it comes to that. But you will notice a difference if you allocate, like, let's say you're going to do one of those 30-minute workouts. And if you have a walking treadmill or a bike, or if you just do your own, like, little warm-up a couple times through to get the blood pumping through your body, you're going to have a much better workout and then see much better results because you're optimizing your workout instead of just going through the motions. I've really enjoyed that. So I still want to do a mix. I'm still cycle syncing my workouts, I would say, because I do notice in follicular ovulation, I'm wanting to do strength training type of workouts. And then when luteal comes around, I'm like, I just want to walk. I want to do the XB bar or Pilates. Like, I really am sticking with cycle syncing my workouts, and that's been working really well for me for having a well-rounded approach, which leads me to briefly talking about how in Patreon, how I sync my workouts with my cycle, my Living in Sync method, my Feminine Fitness Foundations method, that is in Patreon. And so for $5, I used to charge like $97 for this course and these resources and these videos. The videos are all in there. The resources will be coming out next week, like the PDFs and stuff like that. It's all in Patreon for $5 a month. So if you're not a Patreon member, you get bonus episodes, you get bonus access. Now you get the entire method that I taught on living in sync with your cycle, how to optimize your workouts and your nutrition with your cycle. And so that's where I'm at workout wise, is I am really following kind of like cycle optimized workout plans while still paying attention to my body. Because like I said in the last episode on the things you need to know about cycle syncing is, yes, there's a method to it created by the amazing Elisa Beatty, but also if I feel like lifting on a day where it's not the right phase to lift in, I'm going to do it. If I feel like doing Pilates in follicular phase, I'm going to do Pilates in follicular phase. I still will have some sort of intuitiveness to my workout. So, whoa, long episode, long catch up. Doesn't surprise me though, because I've missed being behind the mic. We've got some really great stuff coming up here in the spring. If there's anything, any topics, any episodes you would like to request, come on over to Instagram. I love basing my episodes on the things that you guys want to hear more about. And I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye guys. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you loved what you heard or you want to share your favorite episode topics, please leave a rating and review. This helps the podcast growth and gives people an idea of what the podcast is all about. Something new and exciting that I wanted to share with you before we go is that we now have a Patreon page. This has replaced the Feminine Edge Collective community in a cohesive place that is easier for me to manage and cheaper for you. If you are interested in our monthly classes, exclusive day in the life vlogs, Bible studies, community Q&A, and more, go to patreon.com/livinginsync and join for just $5 a month. Check out the show notes for any links or details of things referenced in today's episode, and I look forward to chatting with you in the next one.